Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is U.S. productivity growth still booming? Our answer is no. The slowdown in non-farm productivity growth did not support our productivity boom theme. The slowdown in unit labor costs gives us confidence that Q1 non-farm productivity growth will likely be revised higher, and that the current strong negative impulse condition in non-farm productivity growth represents a transitory slowdown. As detailed in our May 2026 macro scouting report, there are three key reasons why we believe productivity growth is in a structural uptrend, cyclical fluctuations aside. Number one, a recent historical precedent, for a similar yet less productivity-enhancing technology as AI, catalyzing a 150 basis point trend acceleration in productivity growth. Number two, leading indicators of productivity growth accelerating to historically high growth rates. And number three, significant capital deepening. All told, we reiterate our productivity boom theme and would fade any calls for a sustained downtrend in economic growth or a sustained uptrend in inflation. In our view, the market has this right. Transition to our 42 micro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Buffett's $400 billion in cash. This is Darius. You mentioned yesterday's morning note that you can't wait for, or yesterday's macro minute that you can't wait for a pullback to just invest in the trend. Let me read this again. Darius, you mentioned in yesterday's macro minute that investors shouldn't wait for pullbacks and to just invest in the trend. What are your thoughts with Warren Buffett selling stocks and building cash for the past 4 to 5 years? He now has an estimated $400 billion in 3 month treasuries. Is it wrong to wait for a fat pitch opportunity? So let me start by saying, I'm not going to say anything Warren Buffett is doing is wrong. That would be a ridiculous statement coming from me. But the thing I will say is that, just from a mathematical standpoint, waiting for fat pitch opportunities is not the best solution. And here's why. Compounding works better with larger sums of money. What's a 10% return on $1 million? What's a 10% return on $10 million? You do that math at home and tell me which is a larger sum of P&L. Bingo. So the whole point of riding the trend and using quantitative risk management systems like our KISS or our Dr. Most system to help you cut off the left tail of the distribution so that you don't have to participate in downtrends allows you to compound returns from higher net asset values. When you compound returns from higher net asset values, your portfolio goes up faster because you are compounding with a larger sum of money. And so sitting there waiting for a fat pitch opportunity traps your portfolio at a low level of money because you're not participating in the uptrend in the market. You want to participate in the uptrend in the market so that when the market goes up, let's say the market's up 1% today, it's going up 1% on a larger sum of money as opposed to sitting there waiting for fat pitch opportunities. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but, again, the entire hedge fund industry that I'm staring at here in New York and the entire global hedge fund industry has figured out that compounding works better with larger sums of money, and avoiding volatility drag is the solution to growing wealth fastest. So we're going to continue to do what we're doing. No disrespect to Uncle Warren. Obviously, he's one of the best investors of all time. But from our vantage point, sitting out entire market cycles for 4 to 5 years at a time is no way to retire on time and comfortably. He has that luxury. Trust me, you don't. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius still here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here on Monday. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.